Deming, Washington has a rural library near the Canadian border. The library itself is only the size of a regular family home. Last June 8th, Deming librarian Joan Araldi's quiet world changed suddenly. An FBI agent demanded the names of all patrons who borrowed the book Bin Laden, the man who declared war on America. Araldi says it was a frightening moment. She took it to her library board, which backed her proposal to deny the information to the government.
For the names and identifiable information of all persons who had checked out that book since November of 2001, that could be an enormous list of people. And what have these people done? There's no system of checks and balances in place. And that's the real scary part.
The FBI asked a grand jury to subpoena the library. That was granted 10 days later. Again, Araldi and the library board resisted, having an attorney file a motion to quash the subpoena. The FBI backed off and no names were released. Araldi says it's important for library boards to take a stand against this provision of the USA Patriot Act.
It would defeat one of the purposes that we have public libraries in our country, which is free and open access to whatever information people are interested in without any kind of fear of being judged by anyone, including the United States government.
Pan American Center Freedom to Write director Larry Seams says librarians have often stood up for civil liberties.
There is a long and unhappy history of incursions by, you know, federal intelligence agencies into libraries. In particular, there was the infamous Library Awareness Program during the Cold War, in which the FBI was sort of trying to track the reading habits of people who had immigrated from Soviet bloc countries, for example, or had foreign-sounding names.
The Patriot Act provision, which forces libraries to disclose the names of people who have checked out certain books, sunsets at the end of this year unless Congress renews it. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.